This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Zoran Popovich has a computer game he says can teach 92% of first graders how to do algebra in 90 minutes. It sounds too good to be true, but it's a tool he's developed for schools through the University of Washington's Center for Game Science, and he tested it on a number of Seattle public schools at the end of the school year last year. The results of that experiment recently came in just in time for the new school year, and it's kind of hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean, I was really surprised myself when things came out. I should say that it wasn't just Seattle schools, but the entire Washington state participated, almost 13 to 15 school districts, from what I remember.
Now, how long does it takes through the use of this game, 92% of the first graders learned how to do algebra in 90 minutes. Yeah. How long does it usually take?
Well, obviously, first graders never even
think about doing this.
Right. Yeah, this is a material roughly comes maybe in the seventh grade.
Yeah. And how long does it take seventh graders to learn how to do it?
Different teachers would say different things. But, you know, it is one of the really big challenges at this point. And sometimes you go to eighth, ninth grade and teachers are saying, how can we remediate this? How can we help kids overcome with this? Because that's the gateway to algebra.
But for even older kids, it takes more than 90 minutes, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just it's focusing on a very specific thing, namely how can you solve a complex linear equation?
Mm-hmm.
That's really the fundamental thing that we're trying to answer. And then what's really amazing is that that can be scaffolded or built up from ground zero and presented to even kindergartners to be able to solve.
And if I understand the innovation, it's that it's adaptive. In other words, it figures out what the child knows and adapts to how the child is responding to the game?
Yeah. It adapts to multiple things, not only what the child knows, but what are the likely ways in which they're going to sort of discover the processes themselves, at which speed, and what are the incentive structures that really work for them, right? So how do I get excited to do this for an hour and a half voluntarily versus somewhere else? That's actually quite different as well.
Well, that's what games are all about.
Yeah.
Some games, you blow stuff up and you get a little burst of satisfaction. So how do you create satisfaction for learning the algebra game?
Well, the game actually starts by no numbers, no equations, no anything. It really starts with a few cards, sort of look like cute little creatures in the cards. And you can put these cards into two different pools or regions. So they're effectively sides of the equation, but you don't know that. And you start learning the rules of manipulating the equations just simply by moving these cards. Your goal is to make one of those cards, which is a box that has something secret in it, alone on one side. That's equivalent to solving for X or Y, some variable. And so you start from that. You don't think about math at all. Slowly, some of the cards switch into numbers. The equation occurs. And before you know it, you're actually doing real equations in a very quick amount of time.
Now, one of the things that we often do to encourage children is give them a hint on how to win something. But you learned that's not a good idea?
When the hint is provided in an unsolicited format, for example, when, you just made a mistake, let me tell you what to do, it turns out it's actually the sort of disengaging, demoralizing effect of that hint being delivered that way completely washes out any usefulness that the hint may have.
That's so interesting. So don't offer something unsolicited? Wait till someone asks for help?
Yeah. So, for example, what we did is change the mechanism now to have the hints be earned. So, namely, their work at a particular set of problems earned them the right to actually ask for hints. And that actually changes the mechanic completely. Now this becomes a currency.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, sometimes they actually are very careful about not to overspend it because now it's such this valuable commodity that they have earned. And so now we actually have to figure out how to actually them not be afraid that they're going to lose something in the process of hints. So it's actually, it's not about what you do. It's really how you present it by considering really a student that is a real being that gains the sense of their self-worth through the learning process. And that's really the important part of this. And one thing that games really provide us a very effective way to learn about.
Zoran Popovich is telling us about a computer game he's devised. It taught 92% of first graders how to do algebra in 90 minutes. And I understand that the results from this game design have actually informed your parenting style. You have three children. And how has it informed your parenting style?
One of the examples I have a 10-year-old who's learning to play tennis with me. But of course, the 5-year-old wants to play tennis too, right? And now you have this problem of obviously you can get a lighter racket, but really that it's still a big challenge for a 5-year-old. So now the question is, how do you present learning tennis in fundamental enough small pieces such that even somebody at 5 years old will be able to achieve it. And I thought, how do I construct the same progression that I've been doing in these games? And the outcome really was I realized that the easiest way I can make this is to take a beach ball and basically play with a beach ball on the ground. And I tried it, and it actually worked. I mean, she could totally swing at the ball, and I could return it. We could actually have dual points, and that's the first moment of success, something that's very important here, achieved right away, from which we can build on to greater skills.
So a real-world way of replicating the computer game that kind of adapts to the person's abilities and skills.
Yeah, and figuring out how to start from really ground zero, no matter what the age is.
Zoran Popovich, thank you so much for telling us about your computer game. We really appreciate it.
Sure, you're welcome.